Yet I will see Aunt Mary and my brother too. The radio in the kitchen sounds just like new, and the good guys playing all the hits for you. When we go home again, and we'll see all our friends, the way they looked back then, it will only be that way for a day, when we go home again. Yeah, and my dad will be there, his hair will be thick, he'll show me some chords, how to hold the pip, and he won't get older and he won't get sick. When we go home again, la da 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 da. When we go home again, there's Grandpa and Barney Brass, Cousin Johnny taking photographs, Ma's made supper now, hurry fast, 'cause we are home again. When the clock strikes backwards and you're spinning round, and you wake up back in your hometown, and everybody that was gone will be back around. When we go home again, home again.
All right, look, you know, you did it again. I mean, you know, we're just sitting here, you know, I admit it, a little misty-eyed. That's a beautiful track. Thank you so much for doing that.
You're very welcome.
Without sort of talking about it beforehand. Sal Baglio, everybody, so happy that you were here, and we'll have to do it again some other time.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that I'll see you out and about.
I hope so.
As always, I hope so, too.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you so much,
nice
Sal.
Nice to see you.
We'll see you again soon. All right, at 11:03, just a little bit late, we're going to start with Kirsten on something about the women. And Kirsten, you've got your first song that we've queued up, and we're going to start.
Okay, let's get started.
No intro, just go. That's the way you do things.
Music.
All right, this is WMFO in Medford.
She told you, I know she told her that she lied to you much more than I did. But I know she left you, and you swear that you just don't know why. Well, honey, I swear I'll always be right if you ever. Don't you know, honey, nobody ever gonna love you the way I tried to do. who'd be willing to take your pain and all your heartache. And I swear I'll always, always be right. If you ever when you're shopping around, babe, seems like the grass always looks greener when you're looking over there in somebody else's backyard. So I know what you're trying to tell me when you say, "Mom, mom, 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 I gotta go out shopping for my life. I gotta find my own true third eye, my Christian identity out there on the road there." And although I may be comfortable here, sleeping in your nice bed with all those satin sheets and all that fur and eating all that chicken and getting stoned, having a good time, I have to go out and rough it. I have to go to Africa, or I have to go to Omaha, or someplace like that. I have to find myself, you know what I mean? So there's this dude, man, walking around the fucking highways of America with a pack on his back. Looking for his identity, right? When I want to say, "Baby, don't you know you left your mama here at home? You left a good loving mama right here at home." And that should be identity enough for any man. So I said, "Baby, I know that you're gonna come home to me someday. And I'm gonna be able to tell when you walk in my front door. I just do believe that I can be looking your eyes. Say, Lord, that man finally realized. So you can put your head on my shoulder, eh? Cause I know you got some more tears to share. Come on, let it go. So come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, honey, cry.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. You are listening to WMFO. This is Something About the Women. WMFO is 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. This show celebrates music by women. There are three of us, Sue and Jane and I, and we rotate the mic. So this morning I am on air and was thrilled, absolutely thrilled to walk in and be able to meet live and in person, Sal Baglio. Such a fan. And at the radio stations I do shows, he is so well loved and just such an interesting story, beautiful music. I am absolutely right, Mike, when he said the lyrics. Just listening to Home Again was absolutely beautiful. And I was looking for it madly on Bandcamp because I hope my family's not listening and they're getting that. They're getting that track for the holidays. And so that is actually on Gypsy Caravan and is on Bandcamp. So how cool is that? Okay, so Something About the Women. I started out with Crybaby, Janis Joplin, from the recording Pearl. And now I'm just going to celebrate, I don't know, music by women, starting with No Doubt.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise.
he's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Thank you. You mean every man to me.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yes, that is a two-way street indeed. Adopting a shelter pet and is the best thing that can happen to a person, and a person can be the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. So lots of dogs coming up from other states into Massachusetts. If you are considering getting a dog, consider adopting. So once again, you are listening to Something About the Women. This is Kirsten. I'm hosting this week. Thrilled to be here. Yes, I know there's a holiday coming up. I do have a little holiday set later on, just not the whole entire show. Not that into the holidays. So, but I am into Something About the Women. So in that last set, I did a three-song set, starting with No Doubt, Just a Girl from the recording Tragic Kingdom. After that, Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire, title track from that recording. And then Save Ferris, Come on Eileen. That is just one of my favorite songs, so I love that there is a women's cover of this. It is from a recording titled It Means Everything. Save Ferris is new to me, so I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more and see what's going on there. So yes, that was my girl set, Just a Girl, Girl on Fire, and then my favorite girl song, Come on Eileen. Okay, I'm going to continue on with some Maggie Rogers and then see what else I get lined up.
Oh, I thought that I was gone.
Okay, what an incredibly beautiful voice. That is Maggie Rogers and Falling Water. That is from a recording titled Chill Mood. Maggie Rogers is a musician that I was first introduced to here at WMFO. Ryan Doyen, who has his show on Fridays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., played Maggie Rogers. And then she was here in town, and he somehow helped me get a ticket to an absolutely sold-out show. So for what I am forever grateful, Maggie Rogers will be in Boston early in 2023. Oh, it's so fun to say that. We're almost there. Maggie Rogers will be at Roadrunner on February 9th, February 10th, and February 11th. So, yeah, I think tickets are already starting to go because it looks like there are limited tickets left. It is a high demand event. So if you're interested in going, now would be the time to get a ticket. Okay, let's see. I have another set of music. So even though these are not holiday songs, some of this music I was listening to while I was baking cookies. And so I'm going to continue and play music from the music that I heard while making my eggnog cookies and triple nut date-based truffles. Here we go.
Thank you.
you got to hold on. You got to hold on. You got to hold on.
Okay, so continuing on with my playlist that I was baking cookies to, it turns out that even though I've been listening to music all my life and been hosting this show, Something About the Women, for a couple of years now, well, since 2016, so there's still a lot of bands and musicians out there that I am not that familiar with. So I don't know, sometimes if you just let the music play, something will pique your interest and you'll look further into it and find more musicians. So that was kind of what happened while I was waiting for cookies to bake or cool or whatever the process is. And so one of those musicians, Jordana, is a musician who I somehow have not heard about before. So that was a song titled, I Guess This Is Life, from the recording Something to Say to You. After that, Alabama Shakes, Hold On, from the recording Boys and Girls, and then ended with some Sheryl Crow, Dire Maker. I don't know if that's, yeah, I guess it's, I don't know how to pronounce that, because there's lots of apostrophes. That is from the Tuesday Night Music Club. It is funny to hear a song that you've been listening to for so long and then think like, oh, wait a minute. What does that title mean? I also just need a little more coffee, but it is super fun to be here. I am in the station at the WMFO station overlooking the campus. Unlike Western Mass, we do not have a foot of snow out there. So it was an easy journey in. And somebody took the time to put some holiday lights up. So it's really festive here. Maybe I'll take a picture and put it on Facebook. So something about the women, we do celebrate music by women, all genres, all ages, all times, and there are certain rock and roll musicians who really set the stage and allowed a space for future women to come on stage as well and own their own bands. And one of these musicians, of course, is Pat Benatar.
Oh,
Okay, Love is a Battlefield, Pat Benatar. And I love being at the station because I was playing this off of our library and we had four different versions. I picked the version from I Am Woman. Speaking of this station and how much I love it, the DJs are all really supportive of each other, and that is so appreciated, to the point that Brian Young just called in and gave me the intel on the Sheryl Crow song that I played. I didn't realize this. It's a Led Zeppelin cover. And I was kind of in my head being like, there's something about this that rings familiar. And so the title is actually a play on the word Jamaica when spoken in an English accent. So even though it looks like D-Y-E-R maker, it's actually Jigger maker, Jamaica. So thank you, Brian, for pointing that out. He comes on at 1 o'clock, Crash Course for the Ravers. So I so appreciate the intel. And we do have women that cover Led Zeppelin songs. There's a band called Led Zeppelin. So that was really great to find out. So thank you so much for calling in. Okay, well, as I mentioned, you know, we play women of all genres and ages, and like Pat Benatar being an influence, a huge influence for many future musicians. I was thinking about the musicians in this next set possibly being influenced by her work. And so I'm going to start with some Billie Eilish.
Somewhere in your cologne. I'm a bad guy. Just breathe.
Okay, well, once again, this is Something About the Women on WMFO 91.5 FM. We are on the Tufts campus here in Medford, Massachusetts, and we are Freeform Radio. This show celebrates music by women. I'm one of the three DJs I co-host along with Sue and Jane, and we all have our different approaches to this show, and I love listening to my co-DJs when they are on air as much as I love being behind the mic. So, what did I play in that last set? I started with some Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, from the recording Now That's What I Call Music. After that, Paramore, Fences, from Riot, with an exclamation mark. And then the Cranberries, Salvation, from To the Faithful Departed. So, yes, I was talking earlier about certain musicians, female musicians, who were great influencers of future musicians, and so... none other than Patti Smith, huge, huge influence on all women who were performing and followed.
Mm-hmm.
Take me now, baby, here as I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.